السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one brother, he asked me a question to try to help him about verse 52-53 Al-Hajj. And 52-53 Al-Hajj is very beautiful, very powerful. And if you ask me, we are in desperate to know it. But believe it or not, this can take years. Why? The verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explained how shaitan work. Allah explained to us how shaitan work. It's very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us, He send messenger prophet. And after that, shaitan try to erase what the messenger prophet say. And Allah complete and override his ayat, and Allah Alim, Allah Hakim. Now, this verse has a long story, has many purpose of revelation, okay, in the time of Rasulullah, in the time of different messenger, but Allah emphasized the message to us. In verse 53, لِيَجْعَلْ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانَ فِتْنَةً. By this way, you hear the message of Allah, and shaitan try to deceive you by putting something else in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, why it happened, where it happened, why, what going on, where it coming from, to whom who have diseases of the heart, and those who the heart is hard. And in the end, those oppressor one, they are in a big, big illusion and stray. And if you read the verses after that, we'll explain it. What it mean? Put it in practicality. We get the message. We have Quran, we have the Sunnah, we have everything. What happened? According to your ikhlas, according to your sincerity, Allah will allow you to comprehend. What happened if my ikhlas and my sincerity is not real? What it meaning? Little bit of shirk, little bit of kufr, little bit of not thanks, little bit of not content, arrogant, ego, envy, jealousy, this, that, ego, you name it. Do you think now I'm going to listen to Allah? No. Now shaitan will manipulate me. Now shaitan will make me manipulate the message, manipulate the understanding. Now I'm following the message according to my way instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even shaitan can smear the verses of Quran, can smear the message. Why Allah allow it? Because the disease of my heart. In other hand, if I have ikhlas, if I have sincerity, if I have humble and humility, if I have really belonging to Allah, I will hear the word of Allah. The word of Allah, the heart will sponge it. My soul will sponge it. And now what will happen? I will comprehend it, I will live it, or I will try to live it. Shaitan cannot control me. Shaitan cannot manipulate me. This talk is easy. It's very easy. Look at even the division in the Ummah. The division between scholar. Why? When the nafs and the person is stuck with his own understanding and he refused to listen to other. He refused to even beg Allah for sincerity. When we stuck, when division, hate, argue, this, that, become above what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us. By this way, these two verses, Allahu Akbar, and read the verses after that, you will comprehend it. Why our division? Why what we behave the way we behave? Is this according to Allah wa Rasulu? No, not a, no way, no way, no way. We too far, where it coming from? Lack of ikhlas, lack of sincerity, disease of the heart. By its way, who's guiding me? Is not Allah guiding me? It will be my shaitan, my ego, my nafs. How many times we sit down and we reflect, is my behavior according to Allah wa Rasulu? Is really I'm trying to listen and obey? I see it. I see people, their ego and their arrogance is even to destroy themselves. No problem. No problem. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you somebody to help you. You refuse to take the help. You refuse to listen and obey. You refuse to humble yourself. And your ego and arrogance above all of the above. I see it. I see it. People running after their own destruction. Why? Why he talked to me this way? Who he is? You see? By this way, shaitan, okay, read the verses and reflect it over yourself. You will find shaitan always manipulate you and make you misunderstand even the Quran. He will deceive you. May Allah save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the whisper of shaitan. May Allah cleanse our heart from the arrogance and ego. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me see the truth and follow it. And may Allah make me see the wrong and not follow it. And humble myself and said, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. So and so, forgive me. And seek forgiveness and humble quick before you lose big time. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. I hope I explained it to you, Ya Abid, and all of you. Please read these verses very well, but reflect over yourself. This is a big one. This is a big one. Because Allah will not allow it to happen unless some disease of the heart exists in our heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised it will happen. It will be a fitna. But for whom? The one who have disease of the heart and the one the heart is hard. What makes the heart hard? Study. Seek. Okay? Anything to do with dunya, the heart become hard. Anything to do with akhirah, the heart becomes soft. And willing to listen and accept and obey. I bear witness to Allah, a lot of us make the mistake over and over again and we're not willing to change at all. And we refuse the advice. The advice from me, I'm refuse it. May Allah save us. Wallahi, may Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us and the Ummah, because we are the enemy of ourselves. We are the enemy of our family. We are the enemy of the Ummah by our negligence and our ego and arrogance. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah بارك النور القبول in everything I say and do.